You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Turnout for the spring election was called robust by some, high by others, and some voters said the energy felt like a presidential election. In the greater Green Bay area, all three incumbents running for re-election on the Howard Suamico School Board were successful. Scott Jandrin, Alan McGuire, and A.B. Rubright will continue serving. In Green Bay, James Lyerly won re-election to the Green Bay Area Public Schools Board of Education. However, incumbent Rick Crossan did not. Instead, challengers Jeanette Nill and Alex Minot will take their seats on the board. Meanwhile, in West Apeer, the referendum to spend $9.925 million for tech ed programs passed with an overwhelming 69% of the vote. For more election results, see our story at WGBW.fm. Taking a quick look at the statewide races decided yesterday. Susan Crawford will be the new Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, ensuring the court's liberal slant for the next few years. Jill Underley won re-election as State Superintendent of Public Instruction, and the statewide referendum to place a requirement for photo ID when voting into the Wisconsin Constitution passed. There was a mixed bag of results in the school referendums on various ballots throughout Northeast Wisconsin. The largest of the referendums was in the Oshkosh Area School District, where they asked for $197.8 million to build a new middle school and make improvements at several elementary schools in the district. It passed by 471 votes. West Apeer's referendum for $9.9 million to improve trade and tech ed facilities passed with flying colors. Manitowoc and Kewaunee schools each passed their referendums as well. It's interesting to note that this was the first referendum in 28 years requested by Manitowoc. The $48 million referendum for school improvements in Marinette failed, and in Shiocton, they had two referendums on the ballot. The $23.5 million referendum for district-wide school building and facility improvements did pass, while the $9.1 million ask to build a new gym failed. In Appleton, the Common Council seat that was left open when Kristen Dassler-Alfheim was elected as state senator to District 18 was decided yesterday. Newcomer Adrian Stansel Martin will now serve on that Common Council. The polling day got off to a rough start in Green Bay Tuesday. Power outages affected traffic lights and polling locations on the west side. Thankfully, power was restored by 9:45 a.m. People who were in line to vote were encouraged to remain in line and wait it out. The affected polling locations were the Perkins Park Shelter, St. Paul's United Methodist Church, and St. Jude's Catholic Church. Things weren't any smoother in Milwaukee, where a historic turnout for the spring election caused a shortage of ballots. Milwaukee election officials went into overdrive to replenish the resources and ensure that no voters would be turned away. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee is holding its first public hearing on the state's 2025-26 biennial budget today in Kaukauna at the Auxiliary Gym of Kaukauna High School. The committee will take testimony between 10 and 5 p.m. Three other JFC-hosted events will take place in April throughout the state. Residents in the city of De Pere can get a free weather radio and emergency preparedness guide just by bringing proof of their residence to the Health Department building Tuesday, April 8th from noon until 5. The radio and the resource guide are limited to one per household. The radios are tuned to NOAA weather frequency for De Pere to ensure residents receive timely alerts for their area. Next week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. In news that has nothing to do with elections or politics or even the government, the new zoo and adventure park announced that Ophelia, one of the escaped North American river otters, is back at the zoo where she belongs. She was captured with the help of Suamico Trap, LLC, is in perfect health and was returned to her habitat. The other escapee, Louie, is still on the lam. Zoo officials think that Louie is likely ranging a bit further from home because it's mating season and he is a male. They are continuing to ask people to send photos or videos of the naughty escape artist if he is seen. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers shut out the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Changeup down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised we both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer at the NFL meetings. Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it. So it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyonce has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked number 1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall in 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theaters will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain likely today. We may even hear a clap of thunder or two this afternoon. It's going to be breezy, too, with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, everything comes to an end. It'll be partly cloudy, 37 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, still a little breezy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.